Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about, well, hunger. As all of our listeners know, there's the free and reduced lunch program. What do these kids do about getting nutrition during the summer?
Right. And it's something that, you know, I think a lot of people probably haven't really thought of before. What do kids in the free and reduced lunch program do during the summer? Well, as it turns out, the USDA, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which funds the program during the school year, also funds the program during the summer. And so they supply money to the states. And in Minnesota, the State Department of Education administers that money. And what the Department of Education does is they look for basically partners to sponsor sites around the state where kids can come and get their food. And so a lot of these partners are nonprofits. There'll be community groups and groups like the Salvation Army and church groups and things like that. And so they will set up sites. A lot of times they'll arrange activities. Some of these things can be part of day camps. And there are various rules for, you know, eligibility and things like that. But in general, if at most of these sites, pretty much anyone 18 and under can come and have a lunch for free.
That's a really great program, and it really creates that safety net over the summer months. But it's interesting. I know that the Center for Rural Policy and Development is actually releasing an infographic,
right,
which is essentially going to be it's a map of the state of Minnesota with all the counties. Showing actually a couple of different things, right?
Right. Yeah, it's a little piece of mini research, if you will, on this topic. We have a map comparing the counties in a couple different ways. The first one is, what is the percentage of children in the county who qualify for the free and reduced lunch program during the school year? And we find that here's another one of those issues where there are a lot of rural counties that have something very much in common with the inner city counties of Hennepin and Ramsey. Their percentages in a lot of rural counties are as high, or if not higher, than Hennepin and Ramsey County. And so that's really something that the metro area should be able to identify with rural areas. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, we ran a little calculation to figure out how many meals were being served during the summer in 2012 per eligible child. And we found that there are a lot of rural counties where the percentage is lower. And we talked to the Department of Education about that, to the people who run this program. And they said that a lot of the problem comes from not a lack of interest, but just that people live so far apart. And so there are just various barriers that make this difficult. But the Department of Education is working on it, and they're always very interested in getting the word out that they have this program. And if anybody's willing to take it on, they're really happy to work with them.
Well, thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.